We'd like to dedicate this to the Queen. She's just had a very bad rise in her wages a couple of days ago.
It's been a while since I did an audio blog that is just me ranting about things because, I don't know, why has it been a while? Skip the excuses, get into the message of the thing. I just heard the 4 p.m. news this Saturday afternoon, and the Minister for Fisheries, I do believe, I didn't get his full long-winded title, Simon Coveney from Cork, is on the radio, top news story on RTE, complaining that the Republicans are getting way too much coverage with their opinions of the impending visit next Tuesday to Ireland of the Queen of England, who's coming on a state visit? Sure, it is a state visit. She's been invited by our president to come over and give us a visit. It's unique. It hasn't happened before. And, well, it hasn't happened before. It's happened many, many centuries ago. Maybe back in the 20th century, at the very start of it, I think Victoria visited, but I'd have to look up my history to be precise. It's been a long time. Now, Ireland was not quite a colony country of the British Empire, but actually part of the kingdom. And people will know some Irish history and know that we gained independence and we are now a republic. And it's a partitioned island, 26 counties to the Republic of Ireland, and then there's the Northern Ireland estate, which is part of the United Kingdom. And there's been lots of trouble over the years. I'm not trying to rewrite history, or even not rewrite it, but write it and tell everybody in a nutshell what Irish history is with regard to its nearest neighbour, Britain. But I just find it odd that there's a complaint from Simon Coveney in Cork about the Republicans' stance and their amount of media space they've been given or are getting for this trip, because media creates that space and creates that story. Media did not give that space in the last week and a half to the 30th anniversary of the hunger strike. The death of the first hunger striker from 1981, Bobby Sands. That's a decision that is made somewhere and it is not focused upon. But therefore, decisions are also made of what news agenda is focused on, and there is an enormous security lockdown of the country because the Queen will come for about 4 days. And she won't be long gone, and President Obama from the United States will arrive. Kind of handy that for security reasons they can keep us locked down even when there isn't a very important dignitary in the country, because they're almost back to back. Gulp of coffee. So it's going to cost about $30 million for the Queen's visit, and I don't know if it's a similar figure or a combined figure for the president, but it's about 10,000 Garda and army involved in the security operation, and the lockdown began at 6 a.m. this morning. So this is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, about 3 days in advance of the arrival of the Queen. The lockdown has begun, and there's, I think, 30 streets of Dublin now that you can't park your car on, and thus it begins. I've spoken for 4 minutes and I haven't expressed an interest either way on whether she comes or not, or is welcomed, or apologises for anything, or because I'm pretty indifferent to it. I'm not bothered by it one way or the other. And that's not from a point of view of being apathetic to it. I don't let it bother me. It is beneath me to be annoyed by it, but at the same time, I am no royalist and not interested in what they get up to. I think it is between states, probably a necessary thing to meet your neighbours and talk to them and have them over for tea, but probably not the kind of state system that I would like to be seeing. I'd like to see the peoples of all our islands and countries getting along much better, and the figureheads who are doing it for the tourism dollar, yen, and Deutschmark, euro. If that's the best defense for the extravagance and inconvenience of these trips, well, then it's kind of as shallow as what was pointed out in the lyric by the Sex Pistols, "And tourists are money." I wish them no ill at all and hope none comes to them as they travel to this country, because that would only heap shame and embarrassment on my country. But at the same time, I think we could do without the fanfare of the visits and maybe get down to more important pressing issues that are facing this country and the peoples of these islands. That's me rant. My God, I thought I was going to be much more argumentative with my monologue, arguing with myself, no doubt. But I don't know. It's just that 4 o'clock news bulletin kind of hit me, and I said, I've got something to say. I'm not going to continue shouting at the radio. I have a back channel, and this will fulfill it. If anybody has anything to say back to me, well, you can hit reply, and you can catch me on Audioboo or on Twitter or on Facebook or on my blog or on Postgres or on Tumblr. I'm around the place. See ya. Bye.
We'd like to dedicate this to the Queen. She's just had a very bad rise in her wages a couple of days ago. Poor dear. Well, if you've got a wingo, take her up to Ringo, where the waxy singo all the day. If you've had your fill of porter and you can't go any further, give your man the other thank you, decay, and take her up to Monto, 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 take her up to Monto, Langaroo, to you. The dirty Duke of Gloucester, the dirty old impostor, hook his mutton, lost her up the four eagle end. He first put on his bowler, then he buttoned up his trousers, and he whistled for a growler, and he says, my man, take me up to Montel, 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 take me up to Montel, Langaroo, to you. You see, the double infusalers, the dirty old bamboozalers, the wet will get the childer. One, two, three. Marching from the linen hall, there's one for every cannonball. And Vicky's going to send yous on o'er the sea. But first go up to Monto, Monto, Monto. First go up to Monto, Langaroo, to you. When the Saravusha and the King of Pusha landed in the Phoenix in a big balloon, they asked the Polish band to play the wagon in the green, but the buggers in the depot didn't know that tune. So they bolted up to Monto, 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 bolted up to Monto, Langaroo, to you. Queen, she came to column us, she wanted to see all of us. Glad she didn't follow us, she's aid in stone. Mister, me lord, master, she is all you've got to show to me. Why, no, ma'am, there's some more to say. Ho, Mahone, and he took her up to Monto, 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 he took her up to Monto, Langaroo, good night to you. Thank you very much.